This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of the big London airports, Gatwick, reopened earlier today after flights were stopped for nearly a day and a half. Drones of unknown origin kept popping up over the field, causing travel nightmares. For proponents and critics of unpiloted aircraft, this may be a watershed moment both in Europe and in the U.S. Here's Marketplace's Ben Bradford.
Airports around the world are used to the nuisance of grounding flights for a few minutes because someone's drone drifted into their airspace. The difference this time is the repetition and the obvious intent to disrupt, says Arthur Holland Michel at Bard College's Center for the Study of the Drone.
The first case is always the one that really takes people by surprise.
He says it's exposed a lack of procedures, even though there's a lot of ways to knock drones down.
You can try electronic jamming.
You could also just shoot at it, but then worry about stray bullets.
There's been a lot of interest in using nets, for example, that are shot out of cannons.
But hitting a drone is hard. So how would the U.S. handle a Gatwick-like situation?
It would probably be a very similar circumstance.
Drone researcher Brandon Stark at the University of California, Merced. He says federal agencies are developing new, stricter rules to protect airports. As they write them, you can bet they'll be looking at Gatwick. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.